Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. Thanks for tuning in. It is a Memorial Day special and the season finale. So you know this is the place that you can get all of your Wisconsin pro sports takes in 20 minutes or less. Or County Stadium is free. We're going to be talking all Brewers this week, breaking down the season, looking forward to the season, checking in with the season, etc. And it will also be the season finale, taking 2 months off during the dog days of summer to relax, get away from the pod, and I will be back in August when Packers start the preseason, and the Brewers will hopefully be vying for that top spot in the Central Division. So let's get to a quick recap of our two other teams, the Bucks and the Packers. Packers are quiet. After the draft, it does kind of quiet down. I don't know if there's really anything else to do for the Packers until we start to heat up. There's really no free agents. The draft passed with no trades. So here we go. This is the team with no wide receivers. Interesting. It's a passing league, but we're going with no wideouts. Cool. And then the Bucks, obviously, once again, I'll reiterate, they could have won the NBA championship this year with Chris Middleton. How much fun would it have been to see the new Bucks versus the old guard, the old guard of 7 years ago? No, the veterans, Golden State trying to get, Curry's trying to fight for another ring. Giannis is fighting to prove that he's the best in the league. Blah, blah, blah. Ugh. Fucking injuries, you guys. So it's a bummer because they definitely, I believe, could have beaten Golden State. And we kind of got, you know, when the Bucks lost to the Toronto Raptors couple of years ago, Toronto with Kawhi goes on to win and beat Golden State because Durant and Klay Thompson go down with injuries. The Bucks could have slipped that one in as well. It is crazy. It really is. I said this before. It's an injury, unfortunately, an injury-based playoffs where, you know, the healthiest team wins and gets in, and we're seeing it right now. So, again, we can dream, we can think, but fucking reality is bullshit, and it sucks. And I Chris Middleton, we just would have stayed healthy. They could have won it. They can beat this Golden State team with full health. So, that's all with that. Let's get to a little baseball. Maine to San Diego, going baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers currently in first place in the Central Division. A division consisting of the St. Louis Cardinals and then three just absolute jobbers of teams, dude. They are scraping the bottle of the barrel. So let's start off with this. As I said, season finale, going to take a couple months off, come back in August. Because really, with baseball, I just ended ranting about Chris Middleton's injury. Baseball's all injuries. I mean, it's a long season, and we're sitting here being like, let's check the infirmary. Let's see who's out. Woodruff, Peralta, they've apparently lost for most of the year. That's really bad, terrible news. Hunter Renfroe, seems like he might come back pretty soon. He's got some groin thing, always something that kind of just lingers. And then Willie Adames, who is going to be doing some AAA work, rehabbing while he comes back. And those are four pretty significant names to be out for the Milwaukee Brewers, but this is what happens. It's May. It's June. These are the dog days of summer sports. you just try to get through these games healthy and hope that you win a few. So the infirmary out of the way, let's get to it. Brewers have been playing well. They've won a lot of series. I always am like hoping that they win the series at home, and then when they're away, just don't get swept. Just win the series at home, and when you have away games, just don't get swept. Because again, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so they've won so many series. They won the San Diego series, which I'll get to later on. They beat the Nats, they beat the Braves, and they beat Miami. They won all of those series. They won four series in a row. And while I'm talking right now, they are playing the last game of the St. Louis four-gamer and have already lost two, so they will not be winning this one. But great run. Great May. So I said it on the last one, you don't want to be peaking in May, but we'll see. They need more months like this, so hopefully they can keep it going. So they won all these series, and you really need them to do so. The Cardinals thing, it looks like it's going to be Brewers cards. You know, I'm not breaking any ground here. I'm not, you know, nobody's going to be retweeting this. Nobody's going to be talking about this the next day. I mean, again, look at, we have three baseball teams everybody's just beating up on, including us, in our division. So it'll come down to cards, Brewers, which I've always said I hate it. I hate the Brewers. They are, you know, they're our evil empire. Team that's been around for 100 years. I compare them lovingly to the Green Bay Packers because, I mean, they're an original team, not in a huge market. St. Louis isn't super, you know, it's for free agents, St. Louis and Milwaukee, it's not like it's a toss-up on which beer you like more. And so they've been able to be good, win World Series, all this shit, while the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, have not. So it'll be fun going down the stretch, but those are our rivals. I absolutely hate them, and I wish they would lose all the time. I wish death and losing baseball games on all of them. So again, this is not a hot take. It was looking that way going into the season, but even 2 months in, it's like, yeah, it's going to be cards and brew as we move on. It's currently 2.5 games separated, but I can't, we're too early. It's too early to even look at that number. I mean, I'm pretty sure over 100, if I did the calculation in my head quick, yeah, there's like still over 100 games left. So that is the division. And hey, if you get it, they expanded the playoffs. A, don't forget about that. So even if the Brewers don't win the division, which you obviously prefer that they do so that they don't have to go through all that, the wild card craziness. But it's going to be Brew. It's going to be Brew cards. Brew cards. Here we go. And they're facing in this weekend. It did not look good against them. So plenty of games to go, though. I do want to focus in on, let's see, is this, No. I want to focus in on Hader. He is the best closer I've ever personally seen. Brewers have had some decent closers over the years. Whether they use them or not is the real question. But Hader is just continues. He had a little bit of time off for a family thing. Not sure what that was all about, but they survived it without him. Yeah, I'm having a cup of coffee this time. I usually do them later afternoon. This time it's like, do it in the morning, grab a cup of coffee. So, yes, Hader's dominance. So, regular season, take out that postseason game we had last year. Fucking wild card. He is not allowed a run since last July. So if he does not allow a run this month in June, it will be 1 year one calendar year since Josh Hader has given up an earned run. So it's just, I love busting in with these stats. Like, that's what I love about baseball. All these weird, crazy, kooky stats. And when you watch, I mean, when you're watching the games like I am, it's pretty much like, oh, Hader's out there. It's cool. Yeah, he might give up a walk or a run or a hit. But it's like, he's probably going to strike everybody else out. Even in that first game against the Cards, came in, Brewers only up one run. Kind of did gave up a walk and a run. Was kind of like, ah, shit, you know, does he have it today? And then it's like, pop-up strikeout, game over. He's just the best. He is the best reliever in the game right now. And yeah, has a chance to not give up a run for almost a year. So, Hader, don't know what happened with your family. Hope everything's smoothed out there. But please don't leave again. I mean, again, they had a great run without him. Williams played wonderfully as the closer, not the setup man. So he was ready. That's good. But Josh Hader, don't leave us anymore. Okay, so the Freddy Peralta and Woodruff injuries. I mean, again, it's just such a bummer talking about injuries, but that's where we're at. That's what happens. That's part of the game. And so we're going to have to see some people step up here on the mound. We can't get to Hader if we're down 5-1 or 5-2 or whatever it is. So it's going to be up to these other starters. Can they get 5? That's all we need. Just get to 5. Brad Boxberger will take care of a couple and we can get through it all. But so it looks like it's going to be Lauer, and I'll get to Ashby a little later when I talk about San Diego, but other starting pitchers are going to have to step up. That's how this works. That's how sports work. Blah, 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 blah. And not having this pitching, I mean, this is what's such a bummer. I said it last year. The reason the Brewers do not lose a bunch of games in a row is because they have phenomenal pitchers. So, yes, you could drop 2, but guess what? Woodruff's going the next day and is going to give up 1 earned run. And when you have that, you're probably going to get in the playoffs because you don't go on these 5-game losing streaks. Oh, God. I mean, being a Brewers fan in the 90s, just FYI, a 5-game skid was like, whew, that's not bad. At least they didn't lose 8 in a row. So without this starting pitching, without this starting stellar starting pitching, I am a little worried for obvious reasons. So as long as somebody else steps up, we will be good. I don't believe any of the bats will step up, which is why I'm focusing more on just other pitchers eating up innings, playing well. The Brewers obviously have a good coaching staff for pitching, so I think that they can do it. So let's get to San Diego. I went down there, took the Amtrak down, support transit, folks. And I got to the stadium. What a stadium. What a stadium. Right in downtown, right in the ocean there. Quite beautiful. What they have inside the stadium was awesome. It was kind of a mini mall. Like, there were buildings inside the stadium area. Kind of confused me at first if I was actually inside the stadium or not. And the star was Ashby. Now, there, I would have had to go back through my old baseball card collection, but it did sound familiar. Ashby has an uncle who played for the San Diego Padres, and he was sitting in the stands. But Ashby, I am giving you the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. A close game I saw. 2-1, Great pitching duel. Great defensive duel. Colton Wong, who, if he did not have this glove, might be in AAA right now. He's hitting so fucking poorly, but had a great defensive play. He threw it out of the glove to second base. It was one of those. Got the force at second. And it was just a good all-around defensive game. And that's the thing. If Ashby and Lauer currently are under 3 in ERA. So it's possible these two can step in for Woodruff and Peralta, and we don't miss much of a beat. I mean, that's asking a lot, but hey, it's sports. I'm asking a lot. Fucking step up. Keep this ERA under 3, you guys, and we'll be cruising. We'll be fine. So to go through the stats, let's see where the Brewers are in these major categories. Pitching is pitching. You guys know pitching is good for the Brewers. I don't care about that. What's the runs? So it's runs, they're 10th in the league. Average, they're 19th. And slugging, they're 7th. So they're hitting the ball pretty well to the outfielder. They're getting home runs. I want to see that average sneak up. Just a little bit. Again, from anybody, from anyone. Hunter Renfro right now leads the team in average. And I know nobody cares about average anymore. Where's Tony Gwynn? Dead, unfortunately. Don't do chew, kids. And nobody's even close to... I have this statistic called... the Gantner, right? Jim Gantner hit consistently like around 270, 260, but that's good. That's good. That was a good, you need that, especially for somewhere else in the lineup. We already had Molitor and Yount, and Gantner is like, oh yeah, be like a six hitter and hit that. That's amazing. I know it's the modern era and nobody gives a fuck about average anymore. It's been taken over by all the other stats. But on base percentage too, it's like, guys, it's cool to get on base. Yelly currently leads the team in on base percentage, but it's just, and maybe that's it. Hunter Renfro right now leads the team 266 average. So nobody's even at the Gantner line of 270. Like, you're not an all-star at 270, but you're very, very good. And now we're like, now that line seems to be 250 or 240. As long as you can hit a couple dingers, hit 245, I guess. Ugh, come on. Somebody get on fucking base. Steal some bags. I mean, the Brewers are doing that. The council takes some risks when it comes to shit like that. But, dude, it's like 240. Everyone is hovering around 240. Here's the list. Yelich, Tellez, McCutchen, Taylor, Narvaez. Narvaez is actually a 250. But I still want people to get on base. Ugh. Is it just outdated that I think this way? You want ducks on the pond for these home runs, right? Like, am I losing it? I just want to see a little better hitting and we'll be golden as fuck. Okay, anything else? Oh, Renfro. Yeah, Renfro's our best hitter. He's out right now. He has the most home runs and the most, or the best average. So with him being out, all these guys are going to be in and out of the lineup. It's a long season, folks. And I have 45 more seconds to wrap it up here. My last question for the Brewers will be, because Urias is playing okay, playing pretty well. And Adames is coming back, hopefully after the AAA rehab. Can we move Urias to third? Can someone play third? You know, the what we got going on right now at third with Peterson. Is it Peterson? Now I'm blanking. I have 10 seconds and I got to wrap this up. Okay, that was it. Can Urias play third was my last question. I don't know. Maybe he can and we can solve that. Folks, thanks for tuning in all season. I'll catch you back once again when the Brewers are further along and the Packers start the preseason. Have a wonderful summer, folks. And remember to enjoy the summer.